NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
So, new Taoiseach as well. Finally, this business yesterday. Wasn't this gas?
A bit of a farce, wasn't it?
I watched it on the news. We had Sean Defoe on yesterday, political correspondent, telling us it was gone bonkers inside in Dáil Éireann yesterday as the opposition parties were all up in a... Do you know, the more I... And by the way, I haven't fully immersed myself in the story, but my understanding, my loose grasp of the story is that independent TDs voting with the new government...
They're on the government side, yeah.
Just a bunch of them, a small bunch of them.
Yeah.
They would be given, they would be voting with the government on the government side. On the government, on gang government, team
They're
government.
Team government, yeah.
Team gov. But then time that would be allocated and set aside for the opposition, for opposition party to say their piece.
The Mary Lou's of the world, yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of them. There's Labour, there's Sinn Féin, there's the Irish Independence.
Independent Ireland?
Independent Ireland. There's the Social Democrats and a bunch of... That bunch of independents are going, yeah, we'll have some of that opposition time as well. And as you can imagine, the others are like, hang on a minute. You can't be voting with that lot and then using the speaking time of our lot. That's tearing the arse out of it altogether. But the government were all like, no, that's fine. It's grand. Like, it's grand. It's, you know what? It's grand. It's actually grand. Simon Harris and me all married. They're like... I think, do you know what, actually? And Michael Lowry, who'd done the deal, apparently. They're all like, actually, do you know what? I think that's grand, actually.
Because rather than being asked awkward questions by the actual opposition, that time could be filled up by their friends.
Their own mates.
Asking friendlier questions.
They're going to vote with them anyway.
Yeah.
That's my loose grasp of it. Wild, carry on. And then the other wild thing then, for me, was that they didn't have this sorted before they went in. Because there's been weeks of this. Of like, listen, we're not happy about this and we're going to make our voices heard once we get in on the 22nd. And that's exactly what they did. And then afterwards, they're all like, this was a concerted effort. Concerted? They said it for like 2 weeks they were going to do this. Yes, it was. They all texted each other the night before and said, hey, lads, let's kick. We got a new teacher in. New substitute teacher. We can do whatever. I tell you, we're going to kick up a fuss. First day of term tomorrow. And then we've got a brand new English teacher. She hasn't a clue what she's at. She's filling in for Mr. Leonard. And, you know, Mr. Leonard's off for this term. So we're going to have this one for the entire... Oh, lads, it's going to be wild. We're going to kick off tomorrow.
I felt a bit sorry for Verona Murphy. She had a tough gig. And she wasn't able to wrestle back control.
Verona Murphy probably went to bed the night before last thinking... Oh, first day of school tomorrow. And I'm the principal. I don't want to go to school tomorrow. And I'm the principal. There was total substitute teachers filling in for the serious teacher vibes off her in the Dáil yesterday. There she is.
Deputy, I have...
Lads, sit alone.
You
sit
calm
alone.
Down.
Lads, a bit of hush. Lads, sit alone there
get
the back.
Get off that table.
Let you get down. You and you, I'm separating you. You up the front. You stay the back there, down the back.
Deputy, I have... Deputy.
A bit of hush, Deputy.
I'm going to give you one opportunity.
I'm going to give you lines or I'm sending you to the master's office after school today.
Take that tie from around your forehead. Put where it's supposed to be.
What's that? Is that a mustache? Is that an earring?
Are you chewing gum?
Deputy, where are you sticking that chewing gum under the desk, is it? Deputy.
I will have to suspend that.
Ding that bell again, I tell you.
Who threw that Capri Sun? Who threw that?
I will have to suspend.
Don't make me ding it again, I tell you. If I ding it for a third time, I'll be coming down there with a glad dog.
I will have to suspend the house. I'm afraid, resume your seat.
Sit down.
If we're going to be late.
Sit down, let you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sit down,
suspend. Deputy, please resume your seat. Resume your seat. I am going to be left with no.
I'm suspending now for 15 minutes. This is absolutely ridiculous carry on here, lads. I'm up to here with it. And this is only my first day, lads. you ever make a teacher cry in school? 0874 100 102. When you take the absolute mickey out of the new teachers. Poor old Miss Murphy. It's her first day as a teacher and she was like, I just hate these children. Oh, Miss Murphy. Should we get Miss Murphy for English? Oh, Miss Murphy, like, she's English in geography. She does a bit of PE as well. Oh, she's pure soft. I tell you, you can get away with murder.
It's like a free pass.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I get all my homework done for Mr. Leonard. We had a Mr. Leonard in, I think his name was Mr. Leonard. Oh. Was his first name Leonard, actually? We had a teacher. That's the funny thing, you see, right? And this is the thing, Verona. You need to remember this. You got to go in there with authority. You got to command respect from the outset. You can't be willy or nilly as you're there in, as the Cian Corla in the Dáil, asking them, begging them to stop and say, lads, will you settle down?
I will have to suspend the house.
Like, I mean, you're ringing that bell and it's doing nothing. They don't care. They think it's a boxing match. Well, they're only getting started. You got to go in there, and it's funny. Because there's some teachers that command the respect, even though, like, they wouldn't be violent or aggressive in any way, but there is an air of, you just don't mess with that teacher about
them. We had one of those. Mr. O'Mahony, Sean O'Mahony, I think it was his first name. Mr. O'Mahony, maths teacher, tall, tanned, bald, good looking. Never
good
saw.
Looking, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. That just added to the package.
You guys still in touch?
Guys, here's the full package. Anyway, he used to walk into the class and there wasn't a peep out of anyone. I never saw the man lose the rag. He ruled the class with an iron fist that you didn't know he had because he never brought it out. And yet we had other people who you knew would lose the rag, and then it became a sport. It was like bear baiting. The whole class would be saying, who can make the teacher lose the rag first? Well, Mr. O'Mahony, nobody messed with him.
I'm desperately, I know the teachers, but I'm desperately trying to remember their real names. I only remember my teachers' nicknames. I'm trying to think, I don't want to use their, there was Mr. O'Regan, or Mr. Regan or O'Regan, who was the history teacher, and you did not mess with him.
And why was that?
He just didn't take any messers.
Yeah.
The homework was always done for Mr. O'Ree. There's some teachers you wouldn't bother doing your homework for. You'd try and get, like, you'd leave it and might try and get it done in the morning, or you'd get it done during one of the soft classes. During one of Miss Murphy. Who have you got?
Murphy.
Who have you got for science before lunch? You don't need to worry about getting the homework done for history, because I've got Miss Murphy in science. That's a double. So I get it, like, messing with the Bunsen burners. And doing the history homework.
Can I light a cigarette off that Bunsen burner?
There's no lighting fags in the back of the class. Oh, Miss Murphy, jog on.
Like, how did the teachers gain your respect? We had a German substitute teacher who was actually German, and she used to F and Jeff throughout the class.
Actual swearing?
But actual swearing, casually, not like when she was losing the rag.
Oh, right.
She'd just be saying sentences, just speaking to the class, and she would swear in the middle of the sentence. So everyone was like,
Maybe it's the accent. It's the accent.
Weird. But hard to respect that, you know?
Hard to respect that?
I think so. And it's guys.
I think I would respect it.
Right.
I think I would respect it more, a teacher speaking to us in a casual sense or in a... using sort of colloquial language that you wouldn't be accustomed to hearing adults say. Oh, it's grand. First class back after lunch. It's Moni Murphy.
You should have seen her.
She was in a pure panic. She was ringing the bell. I swear, it was ridiculous.
Did you ever do that thing where, because you weren't good at the subject, or you didn't want to study the subject, or you didn't want to actually get through the lesson and the class, you would try to be as chaotic as possible, so all the teacher was doing was dealing with the misbehaviour rather than asking you questions or getting you to do any work? That definitely happened in a few of the classes I was in.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I specifically did it.
Well, not me either.
Well, but... yeah, the class as a whole would engage in a... Yeah. Oh yeah, the lads would follow.
The lads down the back.
I was definitely sheeple. But if they were if the wolf pack were going ahead, I'd certainly follow. And then that situation of, oh well, she's lost the room or he's lost the room, and it's like, I'll just... this is feral now. This is Lord of the Flies.
Fair play to the people WhatsApping in and texting in who are naming the German teacher who used to swear. I'm not going to name the woman. But we did refer to her as Frau
Okay, and that's fine. Yeah, imaginative naming conventions when it came to the teachers' nicknames. Well, I don't remember the name of my woodwork teacher, right? But his imaginative. Do you want to have a guess as to what the woodworks teacher's nickname was? And again, he was as serious and strict and stern as the history teacher, and you always had the woodwork homework done. He also did tech drawn. Annie, you can have three guesses.
Three guesses.
And bear in mind, west of Ireland, small town, limited imaginations in terms of the naming conventions, once again, for the secondary school woodwork teacher's nickname.
I'm going to go straight in with the one that I think is most obvious. Naturally, I didn't go to your school, but no. I'm going to guess that this teacher's nickname was Woody.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You've just won €5,000.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I didn't want to say it, but like, you did not mess with Woody. You just didn't do it. All right, your voice notes 0874 100102. For your teachers, either your soft teachers or your tough teachers. Sorry, Verona Murphy. I'd say she just wants, I tell you, I just, between the storm and the first week of work, I just want this week to be over.
Launch down at the back.
Settle down now, come on to yourselves. Do you know, it's only yourselves you're fooling. It's your own education you're losing. Do you know what? Don't make me call your mammies.
You're only wasting your own time now. I've got all day.
I'm getting paid
for this.
I'm getting paid to be here.
I will have to suspend this. I'm afraid we're resume your seat.
Let's come on to yourselves. You're staying back at the class.
Yes. No.
Deputy.
Deputy.
Bunch of old messes as all the chair yesterday. Just the poor old Verona. She was definitely substitute teacher on her first day, filling in for the more serious, scary teacher.
It was like the classic work dream you'd have, like nightmare. Anything that could go wrong on your first day, going wrong. To be fair, she showed up with her clothes on. She wasn't naked, so it wasn't that much of a nightmare, but still.
Voice notes 0874 100102. Liz made the teacher cry. Liz.
Yes, we did. We had a French teacher. She was from the north, and she used to say, "A way to scoot, a way to scoot.
A way to scoot.
A way to scoot.
A way to scoot." I had a teacher either from Donegal or from the north, and he was a maths teacher, and he'd always say, "Like that there." But he'd say it really quick, "Like that there." All the time. He would say it 45 minute class, he'd say 50,000 times. "Like that there, like there, like that there, like that there."
And my friends were trying to get into the classroom.
Sorry, a way to scoot. Is it a way to scoot? Sorry.
And my friends were trying to get into the classroom because we had a different time in French class. And she was getting so frustrated that she jumped down with her tiny legs off the desk. She was on the desk. No, she wasn't on the desk. And she got her cardigan stuck in the door. And that's what got her.
This poor lady, a way to scoot, got her cardigan stuck in the door. What kind of horrible animals were you? My God. These people are this is a profession that should be respected. These people aren't trained zookeepers, you know. These people are highly educated, highly trained professionals trying to impart education on you. Absolute savages.
She was given out, and away to scoot, away to scoot, away to scoot, away to scoot, away to scoot. And then her cardigan got stuck in the door, and that was the end of her. Oh. She cried.
She was no.
And we felt awful, but we laughed and laughed.
You felt awful, but you laughed and laughed. Which one was it? Joey joins us this afternoon. Say good afternoon to Joey.
Good afternoon to you, Joey.
I used to have a teacher as a business study teacher.
A business, right?
Anytime you misbehaved, he used to go around with this big bunch of keys and a big brass plate on it with his name engraved in it.
Okay.
And he'd clap you across the back of the head if you were doing something wrong. And he'd come around and face up to you.
Well, here's the thing, though, right? I don't think Verona Murphy, we wouldn't suggest that you'd be going around from TD to TD in the Parliament of the Land, smacking them, clattering the lads in the back of the...
That'd be great telly, though.
The viewership figures for Arachus TV would be off the charts, but I don't think that she's in a position to do that. Particularly with that big coat.
Mm.
She'd get caught in the... Like your woman with the cardigan. Oh, wait, to scoot. Clattering on the back of the head with a bunch of keys for Leinster House.
They'd clatter you across the back of the head if you were doing something wrong. Then he'd come around and face up to you. Hold his fist up into your face and say, "Smell that." And of course you'll go, "What?"
You'd actually sniff, would you? I don't know if I'd sniff. I'd be crying. I just got a thump on the back of the head with a bunch of keys.
He said, "You know what that is?" And you'd reply, "No, that's fear."
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Oh, it was the good old days, though. Lads, it was the good old days. And you know what? It didn't do any of us any harm, Joey, did it?
Ray Foley on Today FM.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.